The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with our special web broadcast of the opening commodity market report. This is the AM 580 Winter Fund Drive. For those of you who have already contributed by mail or on our secure website, Todd Gleason and I thank you. We rely on listeners like you for the largest share of our income, 47%. And by giving a gift of $40, you will keep programs like the opening market report on the air serving your needs. Please do your part by calling with your gift now at 217-244-9455, or you can pledge online. Just page up the page you're on right now and go to WILLpledge.org or click on the pledge link at the top of the page. And Todd Gleason and I thank you. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 413, up 1.5 on the open. July, 417, unchanged. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 358.5, up 2 on the open. May, 369, up 1.25. July, 378, unchanged. September, 388, unchanged. December, 399, up 0.5 on the open. March corn opened at 227.5, up 2.25 on the open. May, 236, up 1. July, 245, up 1. September, 249, down 1. December, 260.5, up 0.5. March, 264, down 1.75 on the open. March oats opened at 202.5, down up 0.5 on the open. May, 199, up 1.25. March soybeans open at 597, up 2.25 on the open. May, 609.5, up 2. July, 620, up 2.5. November, 632, up 1.5 on the open. March soybean meal open at 184, unchanged on the open. May, 186.50, down 20. March soybean oil open at 2278, up 20 on the open. May, 2325, up 18. Over on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, March feeder cattle open at 107.80, down 2.5 on the open. April, 108.55, down 25. May, 108.70, down 17.5 on the open. February live cattle open at 91.90, down 37.5 on the open. April, 89.65, down 20. February lean hogs open at 55.02.5, unchanged on the open. April, 60.60, down 12.5. May, 66.10, down 30. June, 67.90, down 27.5 on the open. And February pork bellies opened at 77.80, up 87.5 on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning.
Want to touch bases with you because we are in fund drive mode this morning and ask you what are you hearing from those you work with out in the Bloomington area about our service?
Well, they like it. They can get on the internet. In our area, sometimes we can get it really well on the radio, but in the house, in our area, you got to get it on the internet. So they like both of it. Recently, we probably had, 120 at a meeting over here, and a lot of that was due to the WILLA.
And we certainly thank you. Go to your phone now with your pledge of support, 217-244-9455, the number to call. That's 217-BIG-WILL, if you want to push the letter buttons instead of the 244-9455. Pete, let's talk about the markets where we see soybeans tried the upside this morning. Looks like they couldn't find any buy orders on the upside. Now are pushing on the down.
Right. Our guys were saying it was just lack of buy orders. We were up 2 to 3 early, and then we dropped and we're down 10 to 11 within a five-minute period, and we're hanging around down 7 to 8 right now. And our guys on the floor are saying it's just lack of buying. Nobody there to buy. Last week, people were buying because funds were buying corn and wheat. Well, corn and wheat opened higher today, too, and have dropped back also from just lack of buying. Nobody out there buying.
Looks like to me that on Friday, March Beans did some fairly nice technical things. They got above the 50 and 100-day moving area. They got back into that gap left over from 6 January at 610. But really, since the opening bell this morning, haven't pushed too hard to the upside. What do you look a little bit longer term this week for the March bean contract?
Well, we look for it to be sideways to lower just because of the USD coming out this week and also South American good weather from last week and also projections for this week. Unless funds really buy a bunch of corn and wheat, we don't look for beans to go very far this week. Look for them to be sideways to lower.
And we do have those USDA reports coming out on Thursday morning. What's the early word on what we might see?
Well, that's expected to be a negative also because we're 180, 190 million bushels behind our sales pace on exports of soybeans, and they could easily lower that to 50 million bushels, and that would add to our carryout. And there's people thinking that this carryout could easily be a record carryout now, even now, let alone this fall.
In the March corn now at 223 and a quarter down two, July 242 and a quarter down one and three quarters. You mentioned the lack of buying orders on the opening. What do you expect for the rest of the day here?
I expect it to be just kind of flat to sideways. I don't expect much to happen in the corn unless wheat perks up. Wheat's still down one to three quarters, and I think corn right now might be a little follower of wheat. Wheat's really had a big effect on the corn. And I think corn's kind of been a follower. So I expect it to stay kind of where we're at, a little lower.
And when you say wheat needs to perk up, are you talking about Chicago Board of Trade or Kansas City wheat?
Well, Kansas City wheat right now is still up 1 to 2, and Chicago's down 1 to 2, but we were down 3 to 4 in Chicago and Kansas City at one time, actually got back to unchanged, even down a penny or two. Kansas City, from the dryness, the hard wheat out there, that's our major wheat area. If it perks up and drags Chicago, that could drag corn back up some.
Do you like the idea that Kansas City wheat will try 420?
Yes, I think that's a very good possibility in the front month. We got to 14.5 this morning, and we're looking at that 18 to 20 as a goal for it to get to.
And what about 4:30? I mean, some analysts are saying, look, there's nothing between now and 4:30.
I agree with that also. I mean, what's going to stop it if it goes through the 20 area? I don't know if there'll be anything to stop it. Big thing on hard wheat is that there's going to be less of it around in the world next year. We're not going to have as much. The Ukraine, who exports more than we do, and former Soviet Russian, is being hurt by severe cold weather. It's thought that maybe they'll lose a third of their wheat crop. And as a result, we expect wheat to be less carryout next year in the world and a tighter positioning.
All right. If you're right and you get that 430 Kansas City March wheat level, what's it worth for Chicago Board of Trade wheat?
Well, that would be up another 16 cents. So you're up at 370, 380 in the March. And that's obtainable. We're looking to buy breaks on wheat right now. I don't know if we can get very many.
I noticed that March wheat apparently has a double top around 365, 364. Are you seeing that?
Yeah, we need to get through that, and I think we can.
Okay, what about over on the Merc today?
Merc today, we've had sideways on cattle. We've been up a little, down a little, and we're still looking a little negative there. And hogs, we're looking a little higher. Maybe we've seen a bottom finally in the hogs. But there's really not much out there to say that they'll go higher. So they're just kind of sideways in both of them.
What advice do you have for hedgers then today?
If you've got hedges on and your hogs, keep them on. On cattle, keep those on also.
And over on the grains?
In the grains, for hedgers, I would keep those on because we could see a February low here. But I'd be looking for higher prices then into the March time frame.
Thank you very much, Pete.
Thank you.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. While other radio stations are dropping their agricultural programming, you know, we've done quite a bit in the past year to build our agricultural service and make it more useful to you, including upgrading our web service to include radio on demand of the pre-opening market report. We've introduced the web hot news of the day, and we've begun podcasts of much of our agricultural programming schedule. We've also conducted more than 20 agricultural outlook market meetings across Illinois and Indiana to bring you information to make your farms more profitable. In fact, tomorrow we'll be at Richard's Farm Restaurant in Casey during the day with another one of our agricultural outlook panels. If you value our agricultural service, please go to your phone and pledge at the $40 level at 217-244-9455 or click on pledge at the top of the web page you're listening to right now. And Todd Gleason and I do indeed thank you for your support. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick. March wheat at Kansas City at 413, up 1.5. Now March wheat at the Board of Trade at 355.25, down 1.25. May, 366.25, down 1.5. March corn, 222.75, down 2.5. May, 232.75, down 2.25. July, 241.5, down 2.5. December, 257.75, down 2.25. March beans, 587, down 7.75. May, 599, down 8.5. July, 610 down 7.5 in November, 621.5 down 9. March soybean meal, 181.30 down 270. March soybean oil, 22.35 down 31. At the Merck, March feeder cattle, 108.10 up 27.5. February live cattle, 92.02.5 down 25. And February lean hogs at 55.20 is up 17.5. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois, and we're on the web at will.uiuc.edu.